Warning. The following content contains sounds. Some sapiens of Homo have episodic memories with undesired correlation sensations with particular sounds depending upon their mood and personalities. Although many attach their identities with notions and actions, the mockery that is included in here is directed towards the latter two and not the first. Having said that, hello, welcome to Correlation Sensations, a show where I talk about your mother's mammalian protuberances. Yes, yes. Gablo. Ah! Nut nibble at open puss. Bah! Man's pubis up nose is on man toes.
Do lag at a.
Nah! Each nose for that true absurd bunghole. Erectum are stretchy.
Sphincter.
Ah! Sphincter! Yeesh. Stink so hand on steel sphincter on but the bun, no?
Fart jizz waffle.
Oh, cheese waffle that a fart. Flatulence onto my mouth.
Lasagna cardboard.
Cardboard lasagna? Or lasagna cardboard?
Heart.
Heart to pop for penis blood. Test, test, test. Testing. Testes. Testicle, spectacle, balls, clit, and hairy anal words swat. My name is a gork. And I swear I am not a bot. Hey, Void.
Yes?
How can you tell if this machine will work good?
Please try to focus on your grammar. These apes are not like the ones from 2,000 generations ago.
But you said to sound more like them.
I meant your voice.
What's wrong with my voice?
You see the vertical lines right there?
Yeah.
How about wait the horizontal
second.
Line?
You answer me now.
That has the
what
peaks.
Is wrong with my voice?
And
if something wrong with my voice, I'd like to know now. I don't want to sound alienating to them. That would defeat the whole purpose of this communication.
Nothing. It's fine. I think I just thought you'd like to sound more like them.
I think this is close enough. Any more, and I feel like spinning my neurons on a focus on something that is not directed towards the mission.
It should be fine. Now, trowse to the left of the vertical one.
My photon to occipital sensors and connections are working properly, Void. The doctor cleared me physically acceptable for this mission.
I wasn't trying to give you a vision exam. According to the manual for this program, that means it is recording, along with the blinking electrical illustrations of the record button, and the timer going up as it uses current popular sapien of Homo units to track energy conversions at this current gravitational stretch.
Ah, acceptable. They are moving along much faster than anticipated in this area.
Okay, well, we're going to have to be quiet so we can easily edit this out.
What's the mystical word that rhymes with other words such as cheese, grease, get on knees, please? Oh, I said it. Yeah, say that one.
Each ball, open mouth, gork, gork, cork, uneptum, reach around. You do frown upside down.
Now grab my slab, grab a drab whore, not a bunghole, glow hole, bunghole.
Gun go whole bag to drag each nut on floor, you whore.
Fine, fine. But I don't like this, Void. This sapien of Homo communication named English is preposterous.
You seem to not have a problem finding the words.
Wait till I do, and I will. They will surely know by then.
So let's redo the silence for the edit.
It did, team.
Really?
What? Don't be so dramatic. I follow the rules and perform better than expected usually, because although I do things more detailed and different from the average one, I know how to consolidate it all well.
You say that, but you have a tendency to get mad.
Only when I am put on the spot, you know. I can feel the gaze of people, not the people gaze, and it disrupts my attention. I will do this as per exactly demanded by said overlords.
We'll see.
No. You'll learn. I'll show what I already have stored in my pants.
Let's count to three, shall we?
We shall.
One,
two, three. Hello, fellow beings. I am a Gork.
And I am Void.
And we are
Correlation Sensation.
I imagine you already would assume correctly on why we chose that name for this podcast. Although it is immaculate and catching its perfection, thanks to me, it has a meaning that I desire to elaborate on.
It's self-explanatory. Okay.
Just in case there are some out there that would like me to verify, or they don't spend much focus on the purpose of many titles, I want to say it. It's nice to be on the same page.
It sure would be.
What?
Nothing.
Really?
You go on.
Shit. I must be going schizophrenic already. I told them to make sure that gene 22Q11 was left untouched when formulating this biological avatar. We might be in for a bumpy ride, Void.
Great, now we have to edit some more.
I have a better idea than silence, Void.
Oh yeah, what's that? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's visible. Yeah, see right there? It's moving right along. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whether it is a viscerally a passionate sensation or the slight connection sensation, it is a sensation nonetheless. This is a sensation. You will be able to notice when self-evaluate you, okay?
Please keep going.
Okay. Yes. This is a sensation you will be able to notice when self-evaluating throughout your life. It's born out of the correlation you have with certain characteristics from previous experiences. These experiences emerge into conception from communication of energy traveling from your entire environment. And although the similarities are there, where some are brutally obvious to you and others seemingly so trivial that notation isn't considered, they are all individual details commonly used to assume relationships with your current experiences. The more you're willing to recognize when your assumptions are merely reflections in the funhouse that you call your mind, the easier it becomes to accept reality as it comes. I am not implying to forget the past and all instincts. I am suggesting to recognize the difference between what you know and what you don't. For instance, you don't know if I exploded inside your mom, Harry. Harry Ballbagger. Yeah, perhaps she was the one who exploded in me. Even think of that, bitch. Sure, the genetic test came back positive as a match. But don't tell me lots of testing has been shown to be unreliable. For instance, lie detector tests, fingerprints, not as individualistic as prior thought, and urine analysis. Don't you pull that.
I think we get it, Gork. Can we settle this out of court?
You're damn right we will. Settle him into the ground. Deep into...
Enough. Don't incriminate yourself.
Just cut it out.
You said that's what you would do.
I also said I wasn't Harry's daddy, too.
I won't do that. I won't do it.
Okay. Anyways. My goal is to make light of these correlation sensations in order to show how ludicrous investing all resources into the stock of the sensation. I am not speaking for a perceived danger, such as a gun pointed at your head, but rather to evaluate the situation you're currently experiencing right now, as if it's on. Yes, a gun pointed in your face is dangerous when functioning properly and all the other parts are in place, and with all the dominoes set right in your face. But the context of the situation of the attacker's demands can set a gauge for you on the level of insanity that you are currently facing. Fortunately for you, what we are covering are concepts built off of generalizations for simplicity rather than accuracy. Not objects housed in brass in front of a combustible chemical rigged to ignite following a mechanical blow from behind to send a soft metal projectile to penetrate your human flesh. The gun is a tool, much like any media platform, that can be rigged to lodge loaded ideas into the social environment at various targets. While we use our mouths like barrels to shoot words into the recording devices, the only threat is to ideas that contradict what we say. Your mind alters in time, and ideas are misconstrued as your identity, when truly, they are just a byproduct of your neurological connections formed to relay reflections of your reality, where all you have to do is formulate a different perspective to alter your own perceived identity. The only targets are ideas, and although they are housed in the side of your head, being a part of your neurological connections, altering these connections only altered the function of you. You are still there, just slightly different from a few moments ago.
You done? Pissing in our listeners' ears?
I beg your pardon?
Are you done?
Like this?
Put that away.
Fuck no. Unless you answer me this way. Are you saying my mouth is a reproductive organ and my words are urine?
No!
Okay. I'll put it away.
Don't do that.
Meh. Whatever. I shall do what I want to do.
Captain Grouch Grabbler warned me.
I told you never to use that name around me again.
I thought it was self-explanatory. Those labels as private parts shall not be made public.
This is not public. We aren't in the streets, our library, a university, or other public venue.
Nevertheless...
It won't be public if you do the editing.
They're only getting closer... of the well-lubricated mechanics of totalitarian greatness.
You're saying even though these items shall be deleted, they are still gonna be hosted in the cloud. Yes, the same type of greatness which sent your parents to become sustenance for the groggly gooks.
You took it too far.
Arr! Ah! Ah! I'm okay. But you should seriously edit this part out. Better write that down, you know, the time. We must not forget if they hear any of what we said. I imagine some sort of agency will get rid of us.
Like FBI or CIA?
Yes, the central infestation of the anus and the fecal bowel inflammation.
I don't think that's what those mean.
You sure?
Yeah.
But the government agency is dedicated to probing into the darkness of stinky orifices, ready to hastily act based upon the findings to destroy any deviation of the currently accepted type of thought process. Like it's cancer or something.
Be that as it may, I think we should go back to topic. Mm-hmm. What's with that grin on your face?
I love that term. Back to topic. I'm going to announce that now. Back to topic.
You done now?
I have only started, baby.
Good garbanzo holes.
Yes, good garbanzo holes indeed, baby. Let's do this shit. Back to topic. So, we shall work on Correlation Sensation Project. At least that's what I'm going to call it now. By studying the organization within the body referred to as the neural systems. Yes. What is that word used to describe systematic experimental studies used to document observations to form some sort of an understanding on the reality?
Science, my dear boy.
Yes, that one. Neuroscience. And what a better way to do this than to learn about the history of neuroscience. This will help us all in understanding some of the efforts in our species to look in order to understand more about ourselves. The more one understands the history, or at least the narrative of history, the more one can observe what is happening now with greater understanding. At least, that's what I think regarding this. The first thing I know is that we must separate it into chapters. And then after each chapter shall have some sort of test, some sort of exam or quiz or whatever it is, filled with something other than jizz. Yes, it will be very professional, very serious, and mortally important. The future of this planet's life depends on it.
Just don't probe me.
They already did it before we began to embark on this journey. Well.
Continue.
I shall. Get your writing utensils out, listener. And also the processed plant carcasses ready to be violated by whatever utensil you use. Because I'm about to give you a list. For the chapters, of course. So, chapter 1 is fairly old. And it's before Common Era. So, chapter 1 will be called Prior to Common Era. Yes. And chapter 2 is like the beginning of what they call Common Era. So, yes, chapter 2 will be called the Infancy of Common Era. Yeah. Meanwhile, chapter 3, it comes after the darkness and studies, like in the 1500s or so. I shall call it After Great Darkness. Then chapter 4. It looks like there's going to be a shift in the dogma. Based on anatomical findings. So, we will call it chapter 4, Anatomical Paradigm Shift. Chapter 5, looks like they get more into the details of anatomy and other studies. Chapter 5 shall be called Details. Chapter 6 is where they actually have a little bit of electricity at the end. Sure, Chapter 6 shall be called Electrified. Chapter 7, there got to be Chapter 7 for some more times. They have some chemicals and changing some chemicals. Ah, I got the good one. Chapter 7 shall be called Chemically Changing. Yeah. In the whole, yeah. Oh, electricity and chemicals. Fun stuff, huh? Right, Void? Is that fun?
What?
Yeah, chemicals and electricity. That's pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In Chapter 8, there's got to be Chapter 8.
What?
Well, I'll come up with a name for Chapter 8, but Chapter 9 is more towards the modern times right now for these people. We will call it Chapter 9, Modernizing. Chapter 10? Well, I'm bringing it up to now. At this current speed, so Chapter 10 will be called Bringing Humanity Up to Speed. And Chapter 11 will be called, well, be the end. I want to have a conclusion, make sense of it all, and have like some sort of idea. We call it Recapping. Yeah, that's good. Chapter 11 shall be Recapping.
Oh, yes. Yes, and after each chapter conclusion, we'll have some sort of activity to solidify memory of what information has been conveyed.
You're damn right, Floyd. On top of which, at the initiation of each chapter, we will have an introduction as to why the chapter is named the way it is, even though I already said that. But we'll also have some sort of organization for what will get down and boogie. Oh, believe you and me, it will go down. Down on both us, Void and Gork.
I think you need to relieve yourself after this episode.
I have no doubt. No doubt at all. Next week, we will be initiating the first chapter, and we will go into the earliest publicly known documentation we can find on the internet. The title for next week's episode will be titled, well, you know, from that one place I looked at Washington University said the first thing was like something about drugs. Mm-hmm. So the title next week will be Drugs. Believe it or not, the earliest publicly known information regarding to understanding the mind is the narrative that academia has canoned. Is all about drugs. And how sapiens of homos get fucked up. Humanity apparently has a history of altering their consciousness with a variety of chemicals from so many different types of plants all over the globe. Currently legal and illegal, nefarious chemicals, dangerous naughty doodle, and other chemicals which are byproducts of organic chemistry. One's very dangerous, but for some weird reason, it is legal. I wonder why. But anyways, most of humanity's histories, societies have encouraged the use of many drugs, even the illegal ones. I have no stock in what the individual chooses to do, as long as the choice is the choice that's taken up upon themselves. In those who are willing to participate in such activities. I also think it's a great coincidence because one of the most visceral sensations that I have noticed today is based off this topic. Until then, Void, we shall leave in peace.
Bye.
you have four neurological connections. Prenatal hemispheres made it clear it's both of your perceptions. Once you keep this fact in the mind of you, why did you realize why we have different points of view? It's just a fermentation of your neurological brew. Well, we all have convectional currents of the mind.